very different Wexford Rally this year. Six short stages over one day, as against the two-day normal formula that they have a month earlier in the year in September. And just to give you the top 10, Josh Moffat, 29.7 seconds from Marion Evans in a Polo. Josh Moffat, of course, driving a Hyundai i20. The Polo of Marion Evans in second, Fiesta of Daniel Cronin in third. James Stafford, the leading two-wheel drive car in the Darien in fourth. Endo O'Brien in the Polo fifth. David Kelly, Gary Kiernan, Ed O'Callaghan, Steve Wood, David Condell made up the top 10 in a mixture of Escorts and Fiestas. And just outside the top 10 was Richard Moore in 11th place. Richard Cleary was a good finisher for the Wexford Crews in 14th, and Leon Galvin in 16th, and Conor Moore in 20th. A good showing all round. And just also on the Wexford end of it, in the class prizes, Tomaso Roper won class 3, Brian Kerwin class 9, Chris Lacey class 10, Seamus Grady class 12, James Stafford class 14, and Conor Moore class 20. As per usual, we caught up with the leading drivers before they made their way to either home county or ferry or whatever they needed to get home.
Right, we have our top three drivers from today. Josh Moffat taking the win from Marion Evans, and Daniel Cronin third. Josh, delighted to actually get a Wexford win under your belt.
Yeah, definitely. We done this rally, 11 years ago in a Peugeot 106, so haven't done it for many years now, so definitely nice to get the win.
And the fact that with rally being so scarce over the last, 21 months, that the fact that this was early on in the calendar, not long after Cork, it was a great way to see so many R5s out today.
Yeah, it definitely was, and I suppose the last few events we have done, probably our pace wasn't where we wanted to be, so yeah, it's nice to get the win.
There was a lot of the two-wheel drives were keeping us all honest during the day as well.
Yeah, to be honest, I never looked a whole pile at the times. I know Marion there was beating me this morning, so he was making hard work for me anyway.
And this being...
So was Daniel, actually.
And this being... to get such a crack feel for a non-national event this weekend is six relatively short stages. It's been... Yeah, we kept on your toes.
Yeah, look, it's great to have rallying back, and hopefully there'll be many more events to follow it. We'll take the six stages or whatever we can get at this stage, you know.
Marion, if we could catch you there now.
Yeah.
For a split second, you had actually won the rally by 0.3 of a second, but then everything was sorted. It was a little bit cruel, but to finish second, I presume you're very, very happy for the weekend's work.
Yeah, no, we knew he was... we got the time off Andy. We knew that Josh had won anyway, but yeah, we're happy enough. I think if we'd have stayed dry or been wet all day, I think we'd have been closer to him, but it's just Josh and the muddy stuff seem to get a good jump on us. But yeah, I think it's something we can learn going into next year and try and improve, and that's got sort of mixed stuff.
When you're saying to learn to improve next year, you're going to come back?
It's the plan, yeah, at the moment. We'll see what happens over Christmas, but if all goes well, we'll be back and hopefully have a crack at the Tarmac Championship next year.
And did you think that there'd be that stiff competition with R5s here this weekend?
Yeah, well, you know, Josh, Daniel, we race against them pretty often, so you know what you're up against. And it's good that they're here, because, you know, if they're not, then, you know, you kind of don't know where you're at. So, yeah, you've got to go. Every time I come over here, you've got to go flat out, or you're just going to be left behind. So, yeah, it's good.
Well, Wexford this year was six stages instead of the usual 16. It's to look at it. If somebody was to ask me, it was interesting to actually watch your computer screen for the day. There was nothing set in stone. Some people were saying you were going to win it, some people were saying Josh was going to win it, some were even fancying Daniel. It wasn't set in stone until really the last loop.
No, it was tough for us to make the time back in the last loop, and we knew kind of after the second to last one that he had it unless he made a mistake or something went wrong. But it was a good race. It was it was never not over till probably just going into the last stage, but Josh did a good job, and Daniel did as well, to be fair.
And with it being only one day this year because of the COVID situation, did it put a different mindset in your guys' minds?
Six stages, I mean, you've got to be on it from the start. With 2 days, you can probably afford maybe not a slow start, but you can bed yourself in a bit, and by the second day, if you're there, you can come back. But with six stages, I think only 70k, you've got to be there from the start. And yeah, we started well, but kind of just tailed off a bit. But yeah, you know, it's more of a sprint event, but still. It was very hard, actually, because a lot of mud and stuff, so you had to be very clean, and it was easy to make a mistake today.
and you'll be well happy with second.
Yeah, we're happy enough.
And Daniel, third place, and to suppose to a certain extent, even though six stages with the weather different on the first two stages compared to maybe four, five and six, it almost was like a two-day rally in one.
The first stages were definitely very wet in the morning, but the evening stages dried up, but they were still incredibly slippy in places. There were some sections there, I'd say, actually got slippier as the day went on. The mud stays around, beds into the ground, so sometimes you'd like to see a rainy day would clear all that up, to clean it off the road. But it was a great rally, it's nice to be out there with fast lads, and it brings your speed up when you're racing fast fellas. It's the best thing, that for competition is great. So,
and close enough after your own rally in Cork, it's keeping the tempo up for you.
Yeah, we done Cork, Cork 20, and we actually done the Donegal Harvest as well. So, from doing nothing for nearly a year and a half, I said, we'll try and do every rally now this year, and if the car stayed in one piece, so thankfully it's still in one piece. So, it's all about seat time, and it's just all about, in the car a lot, and that's what brings up your speed.
And of course, you had what a lot of people didn't think was going to happen. You had James Stafford keeping you very honest in the diary, and he felt last night that he was going to get nowhere, but he kept us honest all day.
Oh, geez, he was flying it today. In fairness to him, Joe Day were tough conditions. I don't know how you face a Darien into some of the mucky, scuttery conditions, but in fairness to him, he was flying today. That'd be tough going, But we struggled. We had a good start, but a misfire kind of came into her from three on, and we'd start the stage perfect and just come in about halfway in, and it just feckin' very annoying now. It's just one of them dirty misses. So, but we nursed it there. I found short shifting there in the last stage, wasn't as bad. It was kind of very high in the rev, so.
When Craig was asked how he was going in the car, there was a few expletives. He was absolutely wrecked, and he didn't realise that the old Legacy was such a handful compared to the modern cars.
I'd say we're lucky, but with the power star, the kind of the more modern machines, but when you're on full tilt and the pressure's on the other, you wouldn't want to be on fit inside in one, or out of shape, or you'd soon learn a lesson.
Well done in the third place anyway.
Thank you.
It's done and dusted for another year. It's been an eventful year, as we said, one day, six short stages. It'll be nice to see if everything can get back to normal and back to the 16-stage, two-day format for next year. John Dyer at the Wexford Volkswagen Stages Rally. Check out wexfordvolkswagen.ie.